With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. No shortage of opinion over the rescue of four Israeli hostages early yesterday. While, of course, most people agree with the operation, one Islamic group is especially upset. We have more on that story from correspondent Tayshia Stevens.
Israeli officials say the four hostages rescued from terror group Hamas in Gaza are in good medical condition and were being reunited with their families after being taken to a medical center near Tel Aviv for evaluation. The Israeli military says the one woman and three men were rescued in a daytime raid Saturday. The Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, is not happy with the rescue of the four hostages. The pro-Hamas group condemned the Israeli raid Saturday that led to the rescue. The United Arab Emirates labeled CARE a terrorist organization in 2014, a decision that the Obama administration opposed. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says Donald Trump's conviction in New York, sad day for the American judicial system and for U.S. standing around the globe.
Frankly, what happened in New York is the kind of thing that America would sanction a foreign country for, interfering in an election and trying to imprison one's political opponent, something you would expect to see in the countries of Pakistan or Georgia or Brazil, not here in the United States.
And Cotton says the judge in the case, Juan Merchan, has previously given contributions to a number of Democrat causes. Millions of people across the EU voting in parliamentary elections today in a massive exercise of democracy that is expected to shift the bloc to more conservative issues and redirect its future. Sunday's voting marathon winds up a four-day election cycle. This is SRN News. One of America's favorite pastors has big plans for July.
Greg Laurie says he'll be back at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, California for another one-night Harvest Crusade. The pastor of Harvest Christian Fellowship will preach the gospel on July 20th at a gathering that will also feature Christian recording artists such as Chris Tomlin and Phil Wickham. Laurie says his goal is to, quote, give people an opportunity to make a decision to follow Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Israel has found a new friend in Argentine President Javier Milei, seeking common ground between his vision of libertarianism and the prophecy of the Torah. Milei's interest in Judaism has morphed into a religious practice, and breaking decades of policy precedent, he has also gone further in his support of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government. This is SRN News. South Korea's president says his country will expand development aid to Africa and pursue deeper cooperation in the region of some 1.3 billion people on critical minerals and technology.
President Yoon Suk-yeol recently hosted the first Korean-African summit with dozens of African leaders. Yoon urged African countries to take firmer steps in an international pressure campaign against North Korea. The North recently accelerated its tests of nuclear-capable weapon systems.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. Now, Africa's 54 states, a very critical bloc at the UN, and hold three rotating seats on the Security Council. Disneyland employee has died after falling from a moving golf cart at the theme park. Anaheim police say the woman fell from the cart and apparently struck her head on the concrete. More details at SRNNews.com.